I was with the group for the catechesis, for the Bible study, because Fratel Victor Braica is not here. So one of the first things that happened there kind of reinforced my thought that it is a good thing that I was planning to talk to you about, and I believe, I'm sure, it came from God. Because as we started with prayer, and there were questions about prayer requests. And Eli said, I have a prayer request. One of my friends, a girl, was killed this week by her boyfriend, and the boyfriend committed suicide. And I asked him, how old were they? And he said the girl was like 16 and the boy 15. And he said, well, we should pray for them. And I said, well, there is really nothing we can do to pray for them right now. We pray for the family. We pray for the friends. But it's too late to pray for them. And my thought for the youth and for the church before I heard about that was to answer this question, or to begin to answer this question. We are not going to be able to answer it right now. But to begin to answer this question, are you living the life that God intended you to live? This week, something else happened. Another news. An airplane with 230 people on the board disappeared. Okay, Malaysian Airlines disappeared. It was a professional airline, not a small airline, not someone who they don't know what they do, with a good safety record, good pilots. The airplane was a Boeing 777, and the experts were saying it has an 18 years long track record of no accidents. So a good airplane. The weather was perfect. Most accidents, 91% of them, happen during the takeoff and during the landing. And guess what? The airplane was up there on cruising altitude, on pilot. No one knows what happened, where the airplane is. They are searching for it, but it disappeared from the radars. Are you living the life that God intends you to live? Long time ago, we talked at youth about how to get to the life that God wants you to live. And there were a couple of tourists, and they were visiting a country, and they were asking someone who was a local and said, well, we want to get to this point on the map. Can you tell us how to get there? And the guy said, you cannot get there from here. And the truth is, you can always get there from here. The only time you cannot get there where life wants you to be is when you had the same conversation like the rich man and Lazarus had. When the rich man said to Abraham in the parable that Jesus was saying, and many people say it was something real, and I believe it was something real. When the rich man said, well, send someone from here to go there. And, Lazarus said, you cannot get from where you are to where I am now. It's too late. So how do you get to the life that God intends you to live when it's not too late? Because who knows when it's too late? You might be cruising right now. College, high school, spring break, you are on cruising altitude, on an automated pilot. Everything is blue sky, clear sky. But what happens next? The next breath, is it yours? It's not. The Bible says it's not. I knew a person, a coach at a school in Prescott. And this week, on Thursday, he was teaching in the classroom. And he dropped dead, heart attack. Are you living the life that God intends you to live? And again, I'm not pretending to answer right now, and I don't intend to answer right now. I just want to pose that question for you, to make you think, to make us all think. Because now is the time to think and to take the first step. And I want you to think and take the first step by not writing it right now, but think about it. What is your philosophy of life? What do you live for? In the Word of God, we find many people, from young to old, who give us this idea, tell us what they live for. We have some younger ones who are not too busy to think about what's important and what should guide their life. We have the three young men brought in slavery. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. When they were asked to bow down before the idol, and that's what we are asked to bow down every day. Not a giant, golden statue, but you fill in the blanks for all the idols that were asked to bow down and spend time in front of. They say, the God we serve is able to save us. The God we serve. That's my life statement. The God I serve. And they continue and say, even if not. So this life statement, what I'm trying to get you to think about is, it's something that you know, something that you believe, something that's clear in your mind, and something that's very practical, something that guides every aspect of your life. God we serve. Paul, an older person, says briefly, for to me, is what? To live is Christ. And to die, it's a gain. I have all bases covered. I know what I believe. I know what guides my life. I know my philosophy of life. You say, well, I'm just a high school student. There is time for that. Well, is it? The time is now. There was a high school student, Karen Johnson, in 1959, on June the 5th, she stepped out of her room, her house, and she was killed in a car accident. 17 years old. But the day before that, she turned in an assignment, a high school assignment. It was called My Philosophy of Life, and her parents made it public, and this is what it says, and I'm going to read her words. My philosophy of life. My philosophy of life is based on the Holy Bible and the God who wrote it. I know that He has a plan for my life. And through daily prayer and reading of His Word, I will be able to see it. As far as my life work or life partner, I am leaving it in His hands, and I am willing to do anything He says. Whoa. I feel that this philosophy is very practical and can be applied to everyday life. Every decision can be taken to the Lord in prayer, and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as my personal Savior is something many cannot understand. Many search for a purpose and reason for life. I know that I am on this earth to have fellowship with God and to win others to saving knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. I know that after death, I'll go to be with Him forever. Jesus Christ teaches love and respect for everyone through the New Testament, and we are not to judge anyone because He will on the judgment day. In God's sight, no one person is worth more than another. Knowing and loving Jesus Christ personally makes me want to please Him and accomplish things for Him, for His glory. Paul says in the New Testament, whatsoever you do, do it all for the glory of God, and for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. This was her philosophy of life. He says, this is my philosophy, yet it's not mine, but I am God's, and whatever I have is His, and I have faith that He is the only answer, and I love Him so. This was her philosophy of life. What is yours? Do you have one? I want you to start thinking about that. And I want to leave you until God will allow us to meet again in these few minutes with these questions to think about, to ponder. Not pass by, but think about them. How does what I believe about God measures against what the Bible teaches about God? What do I get up each morning and want to do? What is important to me? What directs my actions and my decision? How do I practice what I know? What gives a sense of satisfaction at the end of the day? Start answering those questions. It is never too soon or never too late, because we don't know when too late is. May God help you and every single one of us start today. Amen.